What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Why are you yelling? It is The Chris and Amy Show. Good morning, friends. It's a beautiful, beautiful Friday. Going to be a little too warm for my liking.
You know, it is, but it's less sticky than it was yesterday. I can definitively tell you it was not as humid.
Less humid today.
It was less humid than all right. Yesterday morning was woof, damp.
So don't let the weather get to you unless it puts you in a good mood. This is an A-game Friday. We are all on our A game, and
Michael, you
should
you
be as well. Hold on. We'll get to these two jokesters in a minute. He's sort of leaning back in his
what
chair
doing,
on his
buddy?
Phone.
I was just sitting here.
He was reclining.
He was reclining on his phone.
I'm glad you got a chair that reclines.
I'm exhausted from our show, buddy.
I don't like this chair.
Yeah. Do you want to switch?
No. Okay. But I had a smiley face on the CPAP this morning.
That's always great.
It's
news.
Always a good day.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. And you went out and rolled down the windows. It was so pretty, right?
It was lovely.
Perfect way to start an A-game Friday, isn't it, with the little smiley face on the CPAP?
Yes, it is.
314-436-7900. Call in, text in, leave a message on the Odyssey app. Voicemails, we take those, right? Very easy to record and send it to us, and maybe we play it on the show. And if you want to watch all of us, you could see Michael and John and Amy and me and Matt Pajeski on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Oh, you know that big, beautiful building downtown St. Louis, the AT&T building that was supposed to be a development with housing and shopping and all kinds of stuff? Well, it's on hold right now.
Oh.
Because they didn't get the tax help from the state. So it wasn't the city that blew it this time. But
well,
it's not over yet.
That's good.
It's not over yet.
Speaking of being on hold, remember how a year ago the city passed emergency funds to build a new 911 dispatch center? And then about 5 months ago, with all sorts of pomp and circumstance, former Mayor Tashara Jones had the groundbreaking and stuck her little shovel in the ground. That's it. Nothing's happened. It's been a year since the emergency funds were allocated to build an emergency 911 dispatch center. And all we've got are weeds and maybe that little divot from the mayor's shovel. Nothing's been done.
Cards begin a series against the Kansas City Royals tonight on the western part of the state. And for now, the Royals are still in Missouri.
Well, so speaking of that...
Oh, we'll get to that.
I'll just make a quick note. Someone did say that the two largest cities in the state of Missouri, when you look at them on the map, both look like they're desperately trying to get out.
What a great joke. I love that joke so much. And Columbia's like, I don't know what to do. Columbia's like, am I stuck here?
Kansas City are like, ah!
St. Louis is the westernmost eastern city in America, and Kansas City is the easternmost western city in America.
Oh, John, I have a fact that I feel like you would appreciate.
All right.
Did you know, and this was true of at least 2000, I don't know if it's still true, but for a long time, Steelville, Missouri was the population center of the United States of America.
I did know that.
Okay. Good.
Thank God, because she would not stop talking about it yesterday.
I mean, it's not. Where's
Steelville, Missouri?
Not that it's down south central.
Okay.
That's it.
I always like to quiz John because John will say, well, you know, Kelly, that's over there in Zimbabwe County. And I'll be like, where's that? He'll be like, well, it's next to Crawford.
I'm still laughing.
And I'm like, well, where's Crawford? He's like, about 20 miles from Springfield.
Everything's 20 miles from Springfield.
Well, whatever. I'm making it up. But
yes,
I mean, this is our conversations.
Well, Michael, to your credit, I'm still laughing at last week's observation from you. If the arch were lit up or not lit up, how the birds would say, oh no, we're in Egypt.
Yeah. No, that was in Memphis because, you know, they got that giant pyramid in Memphis. Look at the bird situation. We shouldn't go there again because it really does anger me because it's silly. It's silly and stupid.
I'll tell you what angers me.
What?
So I have to park my car in the driveway.
Oh boy.
It's got bird poop all over it. All over.
The driveway or the car?
The car.
Because there's trees over the top
there's
of your car.
There's trees over the top of the car, and it's got bird poop all over it. And it's aggravating.
Well, do you ever touch the bird poop?
Isn't
that
gross? Why do you not park in the garage?
Huh?
Why do you not park in the garage?
I'm not allowed.
Because why? You have been known to hit the walls?
Yeah,
and,
there'd been a mishap or two.
When did George Ann ban you from barking in the garage?
It would have been around 2021.
So pretty recent.
Wait, you're not allowed to park in your own garage?
No.
Because you hit too many cars, or you?
I have not.
I've never stopped.
I've never hit a car in the garage.
He drives all the way to the
he
back of the garage.
He just does it until it quits moving.
Well, and you got that refrigerator back there. So
how many times you hit the refrigerator?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm not here to talk about that today.
Well, you're such a capable
listen, McGuire,
man,
we're going to talk about it. We're asking you a question. How many times have you hit the fridge?
Maybe twice.
But you're such a
that
capable
means four
man.
Times.
How? You struggle so much in the area of automobiles.
It's perception versus reality.
Is it like a disability? Like, do you have a vision thing?
Disability.
I got...
Dude.
This could be in that test we take.
A little macular generation.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Like
is it you have a diagnosed issue with perception?
No. So.
I think, look, John's a genius in a lot of things, and some people just can do some things really well and are completely oblivious with others. Unfortunately, basic life skills like driving an automobile are tough for him.
My wife refers to me affectionately as Mr. Magoo.
I had to go.
That's adorable.
I went to a meeting with John this week where we drove in a car together.
Oh.
And he was in the back seat.
He's got me in the back seat.
Now, well, I have a car.
What are you? Are you Pajeski's ex-girlfriend?
No, there's other people in the car with us. But this car's enormous that I have.
Apparently, it's not that enormous.
And so the guy gets back there, and the first thing he does is starts complaining about the room he has back there.
They build these cars for people that don't have legs. And I happen to be a person that has legs.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them.
Yeah.
And both of them were cramped back there.
So I finally got out when we got to our destination.
It was a long
which
drive.
Was like a 50-minute drive. And looked at it. I mean, I your little squatty legs, there was plenty of room there. I've never seen a guy complain as much.
These are not squatty legs, and I had to stretch for about 5 minutes when I got out of that.
Oh, well, he is the stork, right?
Yes.
He's the stork, Michael.
The
stork. He has no torso.
Yeah.
That's what it
that's
is.
That's me.
Yeah. No torso.
You should get in the back seat upside down.
Yes. I mean, it was rough back there. My knee hurts if it's all scrunched up. I need to stretch it out. Ooh, I just hit your whatever that thing
is. Is that your bad knee?
Huh? Yeah, it's my bad knee.
Oh.
My left knee.
Remember when John, with a bad knee and a bad back and bad everything, dunked a basketball for us?
I didn't dunk.
Well, that's not quite what happened.
I hit
you
the
touched
net.
The net.
He in two series of weekends, touched the net.
Yep.
And just barely.
No, that's where you're wrong, Kelly.
Yeah.
I got all the way, certainly, to my wrist with the net.
I think we were challenging whether or not he could touch the rim, and then
no.
Chris, said, you need to stop this. You're going to hurt this man.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a little bit of work, I can get to the rim.
What do you mean?
Well, a little bit of the old...
Like a jetpack?
The old D&E, buddy.
D&E?
Diet and exercise.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Then let's do it.
A little better than a DNR.
Oh. And I did the net from a standstill start.
You
as
did.
Well.
You did.
So I don't want to hear any.
By the way, I was impressed. I did, you know, because most of your physical prowess I see leaning over a pool table.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where he'll.
Which I'd be better at that if I dropped about 30 pounds.
But he'll put a ball in it. Kelly.
I love.
Did you see that? Oh.
I love the Hancock sniff after he's done something he's proud of.
Yeah.
Which is like not infrequent, but I don't like to talk. But
Well, I think. Let me ask you this.
Say this. Say something, Amy. I know. This is the radio.
So
I
had a student I went over to his house, but he's with his grandma at his grandma's house for like tutoring sessions and so forth. And his grandma had her DNR hanging on the refrigerator.
as a reminder to everybody, like, hey, kids. Don't forget about this.
We were walking by to the kitchen table to do the schoolwork, and he just pointed it, and he goes, I told her that was a little grim.
This is your student?
Yes. Uh-oh. I go, it is a little grim.
What were you tutoring?
Everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Well,
How about this high school.
It was the high schooler that I homeschooled.
Oh.
So I was over there every day.
Indoctrinating. At what age in your life do you have to start contemplating those types of decisions? Like, I don't have a... DNR.
Maybe we should. We're all day to day.
Is it? Yeah, I was going to say, are we at a place now where we need to start having those incapacitation type things? Like what your wishes are?
What are you talking about?
Like if something bad happens to
you,
what age do you start having to worry about this stuff?
It's like at what age 40. Do you need to put a will together?
Yeah, I did that.
See, I took my first step when I was 38. I realized nobody knows my passwords if I die. So I said, hey, to get into my computer, I told my family member, I'm like, if I die, this
Here's
is my password.
Well, I think this would be an even bigger step than sharing your passwords. It's deciding whether or not you're going to get resuscitated.
I don't think so.
You're not going to do
no,
it?
No, I'll be ready to go.
So you're going to have a DNR?
Yes.
Don't touch me.
I'll have two little envelopes taped to my fridge. One will be the DNR and one will be all my passwords. Because like, how am I, like, I live alone. Like, how is my family going to get into my computer? It's not like they're, you know what I mean?
What do they need to get into that thing for?
When I die, it'll have all my bank accounts. And yeah, how are they going to get into all that?
Think about this.
Cancel my YouTube subscription?
Amy's different. Uh-huh. But for the rest of us, would you want your family members to be able to go back and look through all your things with passwords?
No. And by the way, I even have worse thoughts than that. Like before I leave every day, I like clean up my house and, you know, because I'm like, what if I die? I don't want my family coming in here, my mom seeing that I'm a pig.
That's why I throw away all of my holy socks.
You know?
Yeah.
You throw away all your holy socks
because
you don't want your mom to come in and see it after you die?
Well, no. When you die, you don't.
Oh.
My grandma always said, she's like, always, even as, you know, when we were little kids, wear clean underwear in case, like, you're in an accident or you die. And I just think, what if Ronge, when you had to put on those dirty underpants, what if you were in a car accident and you had to be saved and everyone's like, ugh.
They always say that, but I think doctors know. Doctors know that people have dirty underpants.
Like maybe
I think
dirty
it's more
them
questionable
right
that people are having to be reminded to have on clean underwear.
Right? Well, like, I mean, when you're four.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that my grandma always thought
of
that.
What a horrible conversation
this is. Why? I think we're telling people, like, hey, everyone listening, do you have someone who knows your password? Because how are they going to get into your bank account? How are they going to cancel your cell phone, your cable? I mean, people are in nightmare scenarios right now where they can't cancel their Spectrum or whatever when their spouse dies. So, yes, you need,
I agree, Amy.
You need to share your passwords so that way... all these subscriptions can get canceled.
Did you just have one password in the envelope and there's like 20 derivatives over it? Or are they completely different passwords?
They're all over the place. That's why I sent my mom this meme where this lady gets hacked and the scammers call her and they say, hey, we've got all your passwords. And she goes, awesome. What are they? I'm so glad somebody has them. What are they? Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I have the same password for everything.
But or a derivative
no,
of it,
No, it's
right?
the exact same password. I'll tell you what it is. It's
Sexy Rexy 1.
No, it's Help Me. That's it. That's it. So if you want, to get into my stuff, it's whatever my email address is.
It's not even help me dollar sign?
No, no.
It has to be.
No,
you
they
have
tell
to
you,
have
they,
a
they
number,
say,
a capital, a lowercase, and a symbol.
They ask for a special character. I say I refuse. I'm is not giving this, you a special,
I am
character.
A special
is
character.
Is this a cry out for help? I mean,
that's
when you
is.
Say help
yeah.
me, I mean,
yeah.
should we as your friends be concerned that
yes.
your password
yes,
is constantly
you should,
help me?
Yes, you should be very concerned about me.
No one's concerned. You're
I can
fine.
See that.
Well, I'm concerned. Should I resuscitate you?
We need
Why
to go through the list.
Why did that sound like a pickup line? I think Michael's hitting on
yes.
Chris.
I'm going to have a DNR caveat. It's I want to be resuscitated, but only if Michael does it. It's the Chris and Amy Show. Hancock and Kelly with us for the 9 o'clock hour on KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I loved the story of the dice-rolling sheriff who decided he wanted to buy golf carts. So he asked for, a $94,000 budget increase to buy golf carts, and the aldermen were asking him why he needed it. And then as it turned out, he already bought the golf carts.
Unbelievable.
Well, it wasn't just 94 was for cruisers too, right?
It was the total overall budget, but some of it was for the golf carts.
Right,
and when the sheriff was asked, like, why do you need these golf carts? All you're doing is crossing market. And then eventually it got down to, well, we want a presence, but we don't want to be too intimidating. So our cruisers are intimidating, but the golf carts are a security presence. That's a friendly security presence. John?
That's ridiculous. I mean, this guy put the dis in dysfunction.
Sounds like he put the fun in dysfunction.
Yeah, it's just and to just brazenly go out and buy them anyway.
Yes.
When the Board of Aldermen were not going to authorize that part for golf carts. I mean, their job is to protect the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. And to transfer inmates.
Yeah, right, which you're not going to do on a golf cart.
Flight risk.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Come on, Tommy, we're starting on the back nine.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The guy runs away and he's like, you know, in retrospect, maybe the golf carts were a bad idea.
Well, I mean, what's a bad idea is the sheriff's office in general. I mean, this isn't the first issue that this particular sheriff has had. Remember, he ran in and raided the city police jail and
rolled the dice.
And now this, you know.
He had a restraining order against him at one point.
Right. He went out and hired a bunch of lobbyists to lobby for him in Jefferson City. And you know what this is supposed to do is like run the courtrooms. They're supposed to be the bailiffs in the courtrooms, essentially, and move the prisoners from the jail to the courtrooms and back. Now it's evolved into all this other stuff where we got a guy who's playing, you know, sheriff, literally. I think it points to the larger issue in St. Louis, which is we need to have government consolidation and get rid of the office altogether.
I think, and by the way, Sheriff Montgomery had, there was a former deputy that had filed for a restraining order against him and it was denied by a judge, but he's had issues, plenty of issues, it seems like. And my opinion is this, as far as vehicles go, I don't know what they need. I don't know if they are old cars. I don't know if they have bad equipment. So I don't know if the $94,000 is a bad number. Maybe it's a good number. But I think they should have to go back to horses.
They would. Cause
I think
they would
all sheriffs
look more like sheriffs.
All sheriffs should have to have horses.
Huh. Andy Griffith didn't have a golf cart. No.
Did they even have golf carts then?
Yes. Barney didn't have a gun.
Well, he did have a gun. He just didn't have a bullet.
Right.
Well, I hope this guy don't have a bullet.
Right.
Yeah, it
seriously,
does seem a
I mean,
little...
just with some of the behavior we've seen, that's it's just this is crazy. This is not the way that you run
a bad
a
idea.
Sheriff's department.
It's a bad idea.
Okay, so then since there's really, I don't know that there's much to say about this. I do want to see what you guys think. The 911 a year ago, money was allocated in the city for an emergency 911 dispatch center to build a new one because by golly, we need 911 dispatchers and a new training center. And so the emergency funds were allocated. They like signed a contract the next day. Darlene Green signed off on it, and then months later, in October, there was a ceremonial groundbreaking with then Mayor Jones, you know, with her shovel and the ribbon cutting. Here we go. 1 year later from the emergency funds being passed and months after the groundbreaking, nothing's been done. Like nothing. Maybe just still that little divot from the mayor's fake shovel.
Well, yeah, this was all done and contrived for political purposes, for elections to be able to go out. This isn't the only case. They did the same thing with the workhouse. Yep. Remember the old jail? Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't tear down the workhouse the day they started that. They tore down a portion of it. Why did they not take down the whole workhouse? Because there's asbestos in it, et cetera. But they needed that photo op. And this is part of our problem, Amy, is we're legislating a dying city by, you know, photo ops and this kind of stuff. I'm not even sure we need this 911 center. If we do, of course, 911 needs to be overhauled. But, you know, to build a $60 million facility, if it's not necessary, we've got to start putting this sucker back together.
They can't even fill up the 911 call center they have now.
Right.
And I don't think the problem there is it's old and musty. You know, the new facility, whatever, it's not going to solve. The fundamental problem here is they don't have enough people to answer the phones. And I hope the new mayor fixes that.
If I could sum it up, it's this. City government is broken in a lot of ways and in most ways. You know, we just have continued to keep an old car running on the road. And it is time for us to do a thorough examination of what we're doing with this government. I'm hopeful that's kind of where Kara Spencer is headed, because there's just some of this stuff we need to throw our hands up and say, we don't need this anymore. We need to change the way we do things.
I think the St. Louis mayor, whoever it is, faces unique challenges as it is, but hopefully she can make a little bit of progress. Right?
I think she is. I mean, look, getting in there and putting your fingers in the mess is a good start, and she's doing that.
That's Michael Kelly. John Hancock is with us as well. It's the Chris and Amy show. We have these boys until 10 o'clock today. We have them from 9 to 10 every Friday. Isn't that great?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is this, fish?
Oh my gosh.
It's yes.
Is it fish?
Is it yes?
Not yes, it is fish. Yes, it is yes.
Okay. Yes, it is. It sounds a little fishy.
It doesn't it?
You have to be high to like fish, so I'm told.
This is Long Distance Runaround, followed by the fish on the album.
Right.
Which is a bass guitar solo by the phenomenally talented Christopher Squire.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on the Chris and Amy show today.
We'll keep it playing in the front seat. Yeah, baby. DJ Johnny H here.
So is Yes one of those bands that like you had to buy one of those Volkswagen vans and follow them around the country?
No.
Yes is regular.
Yeah.
Compared to Fish. Fish
right.
is weird.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fish,
yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Ugh.
Right, yeah.
It's
not,
fish
it's
are
not
kind of a derivative
can
of
you
a, you
imagine
know, like
being
that?
Friends with anybody who, like, Dave Matthews
I
and
love
the
Dave.
Grateful
oh,
Dead?
Oh, Dave Matthews is great.
No, I know.
Tom Ackerman loves both of those bands.
I know! Those are Michael's favorite
I like
bands.
Them. I mean, you two would be my favorite.
This whole room.
But you guys don't like the Grateful Dead?
No.
Do you
I can't
even
do
know
it.
The Grateful Dead
yes,
songs?
Yes, I know the Grateful right. Dead.
Wait,
I have,
what's
I have a couple of Jerry
famous,
Garcia ties, by the way.
What's their most famous song?
I'll Get By, I would imagine, is
yeah.
their most
how
famous.
How does that go?
I will survive.
I don't think I know any Grateful Dead.
Wait, am I doing that?
Casey Jones.
Hi, we will survive.
Driving that yeah. train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you
Jones,
better.
You better. Mm-hmm. Watch your speed. Uncle Johnson, you know a bunch of Dead songs.
That's
what's
do.
When people say... Oh, the Dead's a drug band. And then you go listen to it, you're like, oh my God, I knew all their music. And they do a lot of cover bands.
And
cover
yes,
songs
listen, it is a drug band.
I missed a lot of time listening to Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith for a large
well, I don't think they're covering Amy
section
Grant.
Of my life.
All I've here's what I've noticed from
Amy Grant.
Remember Michael English? Sandy Patty? No. Oh my gosh, remember Sandy Patty, John?
I do.
John, do you really?
Yes, Sandy Patty.
I have
she
no,
sang
I knew
the
who
National
Amy Grant
Anthem.
Was, but she's a pretty lady. That
she is
sang.
A pretty lady.
She's in her 60s.
But I don't
is
know of any of these other people. What?
She in Grateful Dead?
No, that's
Sandy
what I'm saying.
Patty?
She
no,
goes, this is what
I'm
I said. They're not doing their
I
covers.
I think the group, the people who listened to a lot of Sandy Patty and the people who listened to a lot of Grateful Dead, there is like no overlap in that Venn diagram.
Probably not.
I'll tell you this. Every time I've seen any video of a Grateful Dead or a Fish yeah. concert, And then they show the crowd, the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
They look like the scene in Charlie Brown Christmas where they're playing the piano and all the people are like dancing.
Just moving back and forth.
That's exactly what they all look like.
Yeah, you need to go to a
Dead
concert.
That's what a Fish concert looks like.
You need to go to, I don't know about Fish.
Were you there? Dead, whatever. Fish played a vacuum cleaner one time.
Is that Fish with a P-H F-H or a P-H?
That's the P-H-I-S-H.
Huh. I know there's a Fish song. It's like, pack it, roll it up, stick it in a bag.
I don't know.
That's
what? That sounds like patty cake.
I know that their guitar player at Fish is a guy named Trey Anastasio.
Yeah.
And he is one of the better guitar
he's
players.
Really, I do know that he's good, yeah.
Yeah, and so he goes and plays with John Mayer a lot.
Uh-huh.
With who's the brilliant. Grateful Dead. I know. Who plays with the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, I know.
And then you have Bob Weir, who's a legend. I mean, come on.
I would only have interest in Grateful Dead now because John Mayer's in the band. Because
that's been going on for about 13 years.
Right, he is a brilliant guitar player.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Hey, we were talking about...
full circle. Now he wants to go see the Grateful Dead.
I know, right? This guy. Mm-hmm. Get a load of this guy.
I would like to just see John Mayer play.
Yeah, he's a handsome fella.
He's a little bit of the rat boy look. Like the bear guy.
It's not that.
He's a handsome dude.
Like Timothy Chalamet rat look?
Ugh,
no.
Timothy Chalamet 100% looks like one of those medieval shoes.
What do you mean? I think he's handsome.
Is
there a better guy living a better life right now in the world than Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
Like he's in the front row at the Knick game.
He's
in the Bob Dylan movie. He's got the Kardashian girls with him. I mean, he's living
for
life.
Person, yes.
Who's Timothy Chalamet?
He's like the biggest movie star out there.
He's a very pointy. He's got a very angular face.
He was in the Dune
movies.
He looks
like a young boy with a very, very angular face.
Yeah, he's not masculine.
No, not at all.
He played Bob Dylan, as Michael said.
Oh, I do.
In the recent movie.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a good actor.
But I mean, he's everywhere, John. He's
not masculine.
He's at the basketball game. He's at the Super Bowl.
And he's like got a very angular face. But that's very in now for the ladies. Maybe it's just I'm old.
I think it's because you're old.
Because he just looks like a boy who's pointy.
I think he's a good looking guy.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
It's a weird look. But you're older than I am. You're almost 50.
That's what I'm saying is that I think it's because you have an old mindset. Something wrong with you.
He's not a lumberjack, I can tell you that.
No.
I would be the strong one in that relationship.
Totally.
I would have to save him.
You could pin him.
I would have to. Yes, I could.
You could pin him.
And I'm not a good fighter.
Yeah.
We were talking in the office.
What were we talking about?
In the office earlier.
We weren't talking about this, I'll tell you that.
Earlier this week, Rob Manfred, decided that all the players who were on the permanently ineligible list for the Hall of Fame...
Yeah.
They can come off that list after they die.
Because they served their life sentence.
They served their life sentence. So Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson are the two most famous who are now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Famously, they both either gambled on the sport or accepted money to throw a World Series, allegedly. What do you think about Pete Rose getting into the Hall of Fame?
Well, look, he's the all-time hit leader, surpassing Ty Cobb. He had a legendary career. His numbers, without question, stack up with the best of the best that's ever played the game. And so I think Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's never been any evidence, so far as I know, that he was gambling on Reds games while he was their manager.
He was gambling on their games, just never to lose.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I understand that. Of course, you know, now... They're doing DraftKings commercial in the middle of the games. You know, they're reading them. The announcers are reading DraftKings commercials. So, Pete Rose's number. And if he was a, you know, average ball player who had that problem, maybe no. But he's one of the all-time greats. I think he deserves to be in.
Well, I think his biggest problem while he was alive, while he wasn't able to fix it, is he wasn't really contrite, right? He was almost in their face with pushing back at them.
Not until he wrote the book. And then he admitted it finally, but he was trying to make money off the book.
So I have no problem. I think he served his punishment now that he didn't get to go in while he was alive. And I think it should be a part of the story in the Hall of Fame. Well, let me tell you, the Hall of Fame's boring, so it would be great if they were to great and actually
Which
educate people. Oh, my God. Have you ever been to the Cooperstown?
No, it's hard.
It's like
hard to
go
to
their mausoleum out there and any local funeral place, and you've seen the Hall of Fame. Maybe we'll put some balls on the floor and tell you a little story. But no, but if they were to tell the story about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and make it apart them, that they were tainted. They were stained. I think that fixes
Joe Jackson, I don't think there's any conclusive proof that he was trying to throw the series. He hit 375 in the series. He did not make an error in the series. He had a great World Series in 1919, and he was also illiterate. And
that's the important thing.
Yeah.
So my understanding, after having read about him a lot,
yep,
it's there isn't much debate that he did accept money, because people close to him testified that he accepted money, and it was a considerable amount. Mm-hmm. But there's also a thought out there that he did not really understand the idea of the conspiracy because he was illiterate. The guy went to work doing manual labor at 7 years old. So he didn't learn to read, didn't learn to write or any of that. And that's the argument, is that he didn't really know what was going on exactly. He just knew that Charlie Comiskey owed him money, and he thought he was getting that back pay. That's the way he saw it. But then you saw what he did in the World Series.
Right.
Threw a guy out at home.
Yeah.
He hit well. He performed. It's the opposite of throwing a World Series.
I what you said yesterday about, you have to decide, is the Hall of Fame a museum or a shrine? And I think sometimes it's starting to leech on into the side of a museum, at which point it gets weird to have the all-time hits leader just like pretending like he doesn't exist. Like, you can't just say, like, well, here's the Hall of Fame, and it kind of feels like we're pretending he doesn't exist when everyone knows, well, this guy actually was the all-time hits leader. So I can see from the history side of things that you would explain what he did, say he didn't get in until after he died because he served his lifetime ban. But he is in, because if it's a history of the game, right, it's weird to just subtract him from that history.
Well, that's why you got the all-time hits leader and the all-time home run leader are not in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And I think you can have both. I think you can have him acknowledged in the Hall of Fame building on the campus there, mm-hmm, but not actually a Hall of Famer. I don't think you have to have both. He doesn't have to have a plaque on the wall. But you can,
oh, I get it.
You can acknowledge him.
Yeah.
You can say, here's Pete Rose. Here's what his career was. And here's the controversy with him.
Right.
I think it's if you're going to do the museum thing, fine. Acknowledge him in the museum, but he doesn't have to have a plaque with his face on it.
It would kind of be like, and this is it's a poor analogy. Analogies are like toupee. They work well from a distance, but don't hold up under close inspection. And so if you won three Masters in a row, and so they have all the green jackets and all the plaques, but you found out that one guy was doing something unsavory. And so you have the history of the Masters. You can't just pretend like those three championships didn't happen. So you would say, okay, he doesn't get his green jacket. He doesn't have a green jacket, but he's there. There's a acknowledgement of him, but he's not honored.
So almost like Lance, what's his name, with the Armstrong and the Tour de France. Because, I mean, I don't know. I think he's the hits leader. I mean, he's going to have the most hits. It's a part of it. It's in every book. It's on baseball cards, etc. He ought to be acknowledged, but they ought to, you know, show the black mark that he put on himself.
Well, you know, where do you draw the line at moral turpitude, you know, because there's none of those people in there.
There are a lot of people who are bad
but
people.
But see, I think to Ranji's point, though, like, the only thing that a league cannot survive, a league can survive guys beating their girlfriends. We know that. We know that they can survive unsavory characters and blowups and so forth. They can survive steroids. In fact, they can thrive in steroids. If everyone's cheating, it works. What the league cannot survive, any league cannot survive, is when the fans lose confidence in the integrity of the competition. When fans think that the competition is fake, that it's rigged, that the games are already decided, you can't come back from that.
Yeah, there's
the character. Baseball did. I mean, we had the Black Sox scandal, and baseball came back, thanks largely to Babe Ruth, who was just around the corner from that. And so, I mean, it's not good for the sport. I'll grant you that. But I don't know that it's a death knell either.
Back today? I do feel like maybe 1919 was different. I don't know.
We just had a whole slew of Chinese players that got tossed out of the World Snooker Tour for match fixing.
And I'm sure, Ron, you may know, but I'm sure there's intense rules and probably even federal law for these guys playing these sports to be involved in any type of betting.
Oh, yeah, you cannot.
Right.
But
it's not only in trouble with the league, but you can get into legal trouble.
I'm not sure about that. I don't want to say that.
Was there a deal with Jante Porter in the NBA gambling that he would be under 2 points or something? And then,
there's something, yes, there, that sounds very familiar vaguely, and I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
But there, I mean,
I
it's,
think that's what
it's
it
not
was.
That,
he was betting on his own performance.
Yeah.
People keep saying, well, now, and then you said it, John, Major League Baseball, all the other sports leagues are in bed with FanDuel, DraftKings, all these other things, right? And where do you draw the line? It's very easy. The line is this. If you're with a team or you're in the league, you cannot bet.
No.
Everybody else can. It's not difficult.
That hard. Yeah.
It's easy to draw that line. All I do
don't
say,
think it's
no, can't do it. Sorry.
There's actually no line that's easier to draw than... Are you a Major League Baseball player? Yes? No? That's the easiest line to
then
draw.
You there's can't
no,
gamble.
There's no gray area.
I agree. I think it's quite simple.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. And the character clause thing.
Yeah.
It's in there, weird. And it should matter. And yes, there are bad people in the sport who are in the Hall of Fame. But I think as far as gambling goes, as Amy was just talking, that can kill a sport, I think. I think it can. It will make people never want to watch the sport. But you can say, yeah, maybe this guy was a bad guy on that team, but that doesn't mean everybody's doing it. I don't think people make the leap thinking everybody in the sport is a terrible person. Right? You know what I'm saying? But like, if you see one team throw a World Series, then you might think, well, everybody's
so how about the guys on the Astros in 2017? Thinking about Jose Altuve, for example, who's probably I think he's got Hall of Fame credentials on his back of his card. Does that participation in that keep him out of the Hall?
I think there is more leeway given to people cheating to try and win.
Right, I do too. I was like, they were trying to win.
Opposed to the World Series away from the Astros, did
they? Did not.
No. Yeah. So, if, I mean, how do you keep them out but also let them keep the World Series?
Right.
But I agree with Ranj. Don't get me wrong. It's all bad. I get it. But if you're talking very specifically about the Hall of Fame, what would keep you out? What would allow you in? Cheating to try to win is more excusable.
Yeah.
Just like the worst thing that Pete Rose did was probably not betting. It was probably sleeping with minors, having sex with minors.
Allegedly.
While he was married. I mean, married or not, don't have sex with minors. But then also while he's married, that was the worst thing he's done. But when it comes to the Hall of Fame, we're talking about the gambling.
That's Amy Marks Kors. We've got Hancock and Kelly with us for just a bit longer here on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX. So we got Hancock and Kelly sitting in with us for a few more minutes here. Next week, you guys are going to be here all week, aren't you?
We are. Eight to nine.
Every day. Every day next week. You're going to sit in with us for a bit on Wednesday and Friday, like always. So Bruce Springsteen was performing in Manchester, England a couple of nights ago.
Manchester.
And on stage, he said he had a bunch to say. He was talking about the administration. He doesn't not particularly a fan of Donald Trump. And he said called it a corrupt, incompetent and treasonous administration. Well, Donald Trump has responded today. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Love to.
On Truth Social, quote, I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen
it's so predictable.
Goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him. Never liked his music or his radical left politics. And importantly, he's not a talented guy.
Okay.
Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk, in all caps, who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president, who came close to destroying our country. If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone by now. Sleepy Joe didn't have a clue as to what he was doing, but Springsteen is dumb as a rock and couldn't see what was going on, or could he? Which is even worse. This dried out prune of a rocker, his skin is all atrophied, ought to keep his mouth shut until he gets back into the country. That's just standard fare. Then we'll all see how it goes for him. That's your president of the United States.
It's laughable
talking about
and it's sad at the same
dried
time,
out
right?
Prune of them.
It's pretty funny.
Well, you'd almost think that Bruce Springsteen was once in the cabinet.
Oh, my gosh. It's pretty good.
And what I can tell of Bruce Springsteen, this probably isn't going to shut him up either. He's probably going to start talking even more.
I will say.
This dried out prune of a rocker.
First of all, I'm keeping that. I'm putting that in my back pocket. I'm going to call you a dried out prune of a broadcaster, whatever it is. But I kind of agree, though. I think Bruce Springsteen's overrated.
Oh, Amy.
I do. I'm on.
I don't think he's overrated. He's not.
He's not my.
I like a few things. I like a few things.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Hey, Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's not my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not my favorite.
End it already.
But that's like judging, you know, a person on a Christmas song. I mean, this is Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
But they all sound like that.
Born in the USA.
Born to Run is great.
Who's got that one song?
I like
song.
The Philadelphia Born song. I think that's good, too.
I like that one song. I can't think of the name of it.
Well, Atlantic City?
No.
Come on.
So my friends have tried to get me to like Bruce Springsteen forever. And I don't. But the thing is, it's okay. I mean, he's highly successful. He's more successful than I will ever be. And he doesn't need me as a fan.
He's in another stratosphere of success. He's with, Taylor Swift.
That's exactly right. That's why it doesn't matter that he's not my style.
I think it's funny that for whatever reason, there was like a good 10-year stretch where for some reason, baseball writers just loved Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Every baseball writer in the country was a huge Springsteen fan.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town is his worst song.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't judge him on
it. He's kind of the working man's, you know, anthem. He's the modern day Bob Dylan in terms of taking on the plight of the working man.
You have a pair of jeans like his?
Yeah.
You ever strut around?
I try.
All right. Time to say goodbye to these dried out prunes. Michael Kelly, John Hancock.
See you next week.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Chris and Amy show continues.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.